Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. One of the two women charged with beating a two-year-old girl to death more than 3 years ago in Northeast Philadelphia will spend at least a half a decade in prison. The child's godmother was sentenced during an emotional hearing Tuesday, as we hear from KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
In tears, Yuritza Cirilla Fuentes told the judge she takes accountability and is deeply sorry for her participation in the death of the toddler who was left in her care. Judge Diana Anholt said she could not understand how something like this could happen, especially when the 36-year-old defendant has children of her own. And then she sentenced her to 5.5 to 12 years behind bars. The girl was found unresponsive in March of 2021 inside of a Tacony home with gash marks on her head and old bruises on her body. She later died at the hospital. Another woman who lived with Cirilla Fuentes, Helen Smith, pleaded guilty last year to conspiracy to commit third-degree murder and endangering the welfare of children. She was also sentenced to 5.5 to 12 years in prison.
Cirilla Fuentes told the judge she thinks of the little girl every day and said she will think about this for the rest of her life. A woman faces homicide and DUI charges after hitting and killing two men on I-95 in Northeast Philly while her car was in self-driving mode. Details from KYW's Vic Raghupathy.
It was just after 3 a.m. back on March 3rd when state police say the driver of a Hyundai Elantra pulled up to help a disabled red Prius on the left shoulder of 95 near Aramingo. While the men were out of their cars, a Ford Mustang Mach-E slammed into the back of the Elantra and killed both of them. State police say Dimple Patel, who was behind the wheel of the Mach-E, was driving under the influence. Investigators say she put the SUV in Blue Cruise hands-free driving mode and engaged adaptive cruise control, and the car was traveling more than 70 miles an hour. Patel turned herself in on Tuesday morning. She faces several charges, including homicide by vehicle, involuntary manslaughter, and DUI. The crash is part of the National Transportation Safety Board's investigation into Ford's Blue Cruise system.
It was the second fatal crash this year involving a Mach-E that was allegedly using Blue Cruise. The first happened this past February on Route 10 in San Antonio and killed a 56-year-old. A man is charged after police say he stabbed a park ranger in Center City. It was around 4:15 Sunday afternoon when police say the victim was discovered in a security booth in the center of Rittenhouse Square Park on Walnut Street with several stab wounds to his face and head. The park ranger told police he was inside the booth when a man identified by police as 34-year-old Thomas Reisman entered and tried to lay down. When asked to leave, police say Reisman attacked the ranger with scissors. Despite the scuffle, the ranger was able to handcuff Reisman and wait for police. He went to the hospital in stable condition. Reisman is charged with first-degree attempted murder, aggravated assault, ethnic intimidation, and related offenses. United Way of Greater Philadelphia and Southern New Jersey has launched the Center for Leadership Equity. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams says it's designed to provide critical support for Black nonprofit leaders.
The Center for Leadership Equity is the first of its kind in the region. Kelly Woodland, Managing Director of Leadership Equity for the United Way of Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey, says it is focused primarily on supporting and strengthening Black nonprofit leaders.
And the reason why that's important, because oftentimes, even when you look at some of the data, the Black community have been identified as having some of the challenges, have been identified as being vulnerable.
Woodland says many Black nonprofit leaders have very little social capital because they're focused on the work and don't have ample opportunities to go out and meet the decision makers or meet people who may be able to put them in touch with other individuals. He says another distinctive element to the center is recognizing that leadership is isolating. As a result, they've built a community called the Black Nonprofit Chief Executives of Philadelphia.
That's an affinity group comprised of Black nonprofit leaders from the area. So the Center for Leadership Equity will afford those folks who go through it the opportunity to be connected with other individuals that are doing similar work.
For more information, go to bncep.org. It's a full court press from officials in New Jersey to entice the 76ers to build a new arena in Camden. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty tells us the team was offered $800 million in tax incentives to move across the river.
While the 76ers continue working on building a new arena near Chinatown in Philly, New Jersey is working to make Camden an attractive alternative. Mayor Vic Karstarfin says the new arena would go along the Delaware River, north of the Ben Franklin Bridge, at the site of a former prison. He says it'll be a mixed-use site with retail and housing included.
You know, it's exciting to have that conversation. I think it's a will be a generational change for Camden.
While the team and Philadelphia city officials continue working on keeping them there, Governor Josh Shapiro says it's clear the team wants to stay.
They plan to invest their own money in building this arena. They've not asked, nor have I offered any state funding for their arena, nor will I. And I believe that Philadelphia is the exact right place for the Sixers.
The team sent us a statement saying the vision offered by Governor Murphy and his economic development team is thoughtful and compelling. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.